Brothers and sisters, we are going to read the Passion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And because this is the most special week of the year, we do everything we can here at St. Monica's to make it the very best of our efforts as we continue our journey together to know and appreciate and love and discover this person of Jesus Christ. And so tonight, I'm going to give you two thoughts about the gospel that will be read. And I would just ask you to put that in your frame of mind and heart so that as it's read, you might think about a couple of thoughts that Mark especially talks about in his gospel. Following that, I've asked Dr. Nathaniel Roybal, who's a great part of this 5:30 liturgy. He's a wonderful friend to me and is a physician at UCLA and works at County Hospital and is doing a great work. And I asked him just to give his little reflection for just a few minutes on what the Passion means to him. So we'll get a thought from the Gospel of Mark, we'll read Mark, and then a personal reflection on that gospel. I hope that helps. I hope that helps as we begin this week. I know that so often people come on Palm Sunday, then they come at Easter, and we miss the beauty and the pageantry and the gift of all that takes place in this week, and I beg you not to do that. It is an extraordinary, extraordinary opportunity to come to know that person of Jesus Christ. And so tonight, that first part of the reading of the gospel talks about something that I hope you haven't had the opportunity to experience, because it's one of the most painful experiences of a lifetime. When you have someone who loves you, when someone whom you have banked on, when there is someone in your life who is very close to you, and you find out that they've betrayed you, you find out that they've talked about you, you find out that somehow you've given them a confidence and they've shared that confidence to someone else, and you felt for sure it was safe. Our Lord felt that. He felt this incredible loss when his friend Judas betrays him in this gospel tonight with a kiss. There's a beautiful Irish woman who describes the greatest pain in the life of Jesus Christ when Jesus goes back to the Father and meets his Father, and he says, "Dad, it's been tough." And God the Father says, "Jesus, son, what was the most difficult?" He said, "Dad, all of it was difficult. The nails, the wood, the scourging, the crown. But the thing that was most difficult was the kiss. That was harder than anything that anyone could experience. The betrayal of a loved one." Right alongside that is Peter, who becomes the great leader of our church. So Jesus is so willing to forgive, but even he said, "I will go with you to your death." What does he do? He runs away. Denies that he even knows the guy. That's one of the great tragedies of this gospel. The other tragedy, I think, and maybe even more important, is something that you and I do, I think, every day. We want God to take something away from us. Whatever the cross, whatever the pain, whatever the struggle, whatever the hardship, whatever that is, whatever our sin is, whatever our addiction is, take it away, miraculously lift it from us. And Jesus stands squarely in the midst of a horrendous death and somehow comes to see that that's not how God works in our life. God doesn't take it away. God helps us to bear it with courage and grace and blessing. You can bank on it.